Across this sporting state, RSN 927's Breakfast Club.
There's growth with our ball use today. I'll look at it from the way we played as much as then. The result's great and we want that and the win's really good. And our fans, that's what they want and we've got to keep winning. We go out on the oval and we expect to win and we've got a couple of games coming up where we think our best is good enough to win and we'll go out there to do that.
David Teague, coach of the Blues, after their win yesterday against the Bombers. 16 points the margin, too good in the end. It was a fine performance. A high-scoring affair. 230 points kicked for the afternoon at the G. Ed Curnow didn't kick any. He kicked one of those. He did kick six of those points, in fact. Their 26 disposals was very, very good. In fact, now I remember it. It was a bloody important goal. Ed, good morning.
Thanks for having me. Cheers, guys.
Yeah, was a nice goal at a pretty important stage of the game when it went through the big sticks. You must be pretty pleased about that.
Yeah, I just chucked it on the boat. I was usually just kick it as far as I can, and I was happy that Harry, I think, shepherded it through on the line. So it was a good feeling.
What was the build-up like internally for this game? Ed, there's a lot of pressure on the footy club, a lot of talk about expectation at the start of the season, perhaps not living up to that. And then you got the Bombers before Melbourne and Richmond, I think it is, sorry, the Bulldogs and Richmond in the next couple of weeks. What were the challenges you were facing, and what were the conversations being had in the four walls last week?
No, we had a really good week. Yeah. I think reviewing the games we've played this year, we haven't played our best footy. And I think what I've been proud of as a group is we've still been able to hang in there. And I know that an honourable loss is not what you want, but at least we're not getting blown out. And we're having these 15 to 20 minute periods, I think, where opposition were really taking control. And then we probably weren't moving the ball the way we'd like. And, so we've talked about ways that we can remedy that during the week and what happens if another team gets a run on. And that's what I thought on the weekend. It was a really good effort considering how we started, which was poor, and we're able to get back in the game.
Ed, Jimmy Bartel here. Well done on your own game. And you're one of the great runners in our game. You just keep running and running. But you've got a teammate there who we described as a Kelpie pup in Sammy Walsh. What's he like at training? Is he just relentless at training as well?
Yeah. He's very motivating to train and play with. I've loved it since Sam's come to the club, and there's no secret. He trains super hard. He attacks each drill to try and be the best he can in that drill, and he's great to compete against the training. He makes everyone else better. So he's playing some awesome footy at the moment. He's got that confidence. You can see he's kind of holding onto the ball and waiting to shrug a tackle and release his teammates. So it's great to see him doing so well.
Your role yesterday, you went head-to-head with Zach Merritt, if I'm right, but it was important that you kept getting on the end of the footy yourself.
Yeah, I think with Zach, he's such a great player for us and kind of sets him up. He runs those corridor kind of patterns and gets back deep to help him out, a bit of a quarterback style. So he kind of, second quarter, he was getting a bit of the ball, and so had to tighten up. He usually play against Zach, so I enjoy those battles when we go against Essendon. And then my game's always been off the back of doing solid defensive work, and then usually the ball kind of lands in your area if you can nail that as a starting point, and that's helped me in the past. I was happy to get onto a few.
Ed, with Carlton this year, it seems to be that you respond when there's a lot of pressure on you guys. That's a great sign because it knows that you're still obviously completely engaged as a team. But why does it need to happen? Why do you feel like pressure needs to come onto the club for you to have a response like yesterday?
It's a great question because it's one thing that you are really proud of to run out with a group of guys that performs under pressure. But then how do you create that each week for yourselves? I think it's a matter of players understanding how to put themselves on edge. And because going out, I think, and playing AFL week to week, the competition's so tough. You've got to find a bit of an extra edge. And I think players are still learning that just playing your strengths not good enough. You've got to come out of yourselves and really play on the line to beat strong opposition. So I think that's a habit. It's not fully ingrained yet. We're getting closer on the weekend. We saw some great steps towards that. We still haven't really been blown out. I know that media and maybe other teams think they gotten a hold of us, but I think we're still being in games we've played this year, so I've got great confidence that there's a lot of good footy to come from our footy club.
Ed, congratulations on the game. It was a great game to watch, sitting on the couch, to see such attractive footy played, and it was just a really good game of footy. Do you hear the outside noise? Because it's not just the media, but a lot of it is sometimes former Carlton Premiership players as well. And as an experienced player, do you have to try and shield younger players from it, or do you kind of take it on?
Yeah, I was having a go at the media there. It is a bit of everyone. And that's what you get being such a great club with strong history. And look, everyone's different. I quite enjoy hearing it and listening to it because you try and shield yourself. You know, you got family members or mates that are reading it and might be telling you. So, I use it as motivation. But, you know, everyone's different. And, yeah, I probably can't speak for the rest of the group. Yeah. I quite enjoy it.
How's your brother going?
He's going well. He's down at training now. He's running 100, I think he's doing 100-metre reps around the boundary line the other day, and against our physio. He fancies himself as a runner, which was funny to watch. he's just jumping out of his skin. So he's on a program to come back later in the year, and they're not trying to put any pressure on it because he's just got to see how he responds. But at the moment, he's ticking every box.
That's all they want to hear, the Blues fans, ticking the boxes and getting back sooner rather than later. Ed, well done to you and the boys yesterday. A big month coming up. The Bulldogs, Melbourne, Hawthorn and Sydney. We'll see how we go against the Dogs this week. Go get them.
Thank you. Cheers, guys.